Abe, why are you still up? Why are you still awake so late? You have to wake up at 6 tomorrow, and you're no fun when you're sleep deprived. Trouble drifting, huh? That's too bad. I could help you if you want. Bedtime story? No, not the kind with princesses and dragons and knights. I've got something else in mind. A story about us. You'll be the first person to ever hear it. Lucky you. That's it. Just lie back. Relax for me, okay? It'll help you fall asleep and relieve some of that tension you've been holding on to all day. When we first met, you were such a proud boy. Don't give me that look. You know it's true. You couldn't stand people who didn't respect you, who didn't give you the respect you thought you deserved. There was no such thing as an authority figure to you. I saw you speaking to professors with that arrogant look in your eyes, talking down to people as if they were in preschool. Did you think you were better than them? Don't bother answering, because I know you did. Yeah, it showed in your grades. But the attempts at correction never worked, did they? Nope. You graduated college as annoying as when you were just beginning. And as soon as I met you, I knew I had to show you what you really were. You want to touch me? Well, I guess I can see why. My breasts look so good, rising and falling. My skin soft and warm. And you can feel my hot breath in your ear. Oh, you need to touch me. Well, I'm afraid you're forgetting a key word. A very important word. Ah, good boy. See, now you have my permission. You can touch me. It feels so much better when you have permission, doesn't it? Anyways, you're a stubborn, dumb fuck. Strong-willed to the point of stupidity. Until I changed you. We took it slow at first. I knew I had to ease you into it. But, you know, after a while, I just couldn't wait any longer. Do you still remember the first time I broke you? We were fucking, of course. You had a hand in my hair, breathing raggedly into my ear, pounding in and out of my tight, dripping cunt while I felt your hands travel and explore every curve along my spine and my ass. You were desperate, gasping for breath, trying to pull that release out, trying to make yourself come deep inside my throbbing pussy. And then I stopped. You had such a pitiful look on your face, so worried and confused. I almost felt bad for you. Almost. It turned me on so much, seeing you all needy like that. And now you know better, of course. If you want me to give you an orgasm, you need to earn it. First. Then, though, it was different. I hadn't trained you yet, after all. You just stared at me, frozen, as if all the blood in your body had suddenly rushed down to your cock. I began kissing you after that. I watched you shiver and tremble. I slowly stroked your chest. I could tell you didn't like it at first. You were used to getting what you wanted, after all. You tried to grope me, grabbing my tits, reaching for my pussy. But only bad boys touch without permission. When you tried to kiss me harder, I pulled back. I didn't let you touch me. I didn't let you have me. You are mine, after all, not the other way around. I took you apart, piece by piece, and put you back together again. I did what all those teachers and bosses couldn't do. You were such a fun little project. I traced my lips along your jawline and your neck, ran my fingers along your throbbing cock, and told you to be a good boy and give in to me. I thought you were gonna go crazy. The look on your face. I think you are going crazy. Start touching yourself. Slowly. I know you're greedy, but try not to overstimulate yourself. I want you to tease yourself, just like I did. I said slowly. Considering your inability to follow simple instructions, perhaps I should take a more active role in my storytelling. How does that sound? I massaged your thighs slowly, creeping my hand further and further up your leg. I traced my nails lightly over your cock. Your muscles were so tense, almost like you couldn't let yourself go. I saw you bite your lip, trying to hold back those pent-up tears. It was kind of cute. I started stroking you, up and down your shaft. Gentle caresses at first, and I could tell it was too slow for you. I slid my hand up over your chest and pinched your nipples so softly. Of course, your cock started twitching like crazy. You're still trying to pretend like you were in control of your own body when your cock clearly knew who you really belonged to. You spit up. Did that turn you on? Does it make you all horny when I remind you who owns every inch of your body? You couldn't help it. Oh, I think you've forgotten that good boys never disobey. Say you're sorry. Say it. Say it again. Good. I dragged my mouth downwards, leaving trails along your neck and chest. My teeth tugged at your nipple, and I ran my tongue along your stomach. Pain and pleasure at the same time. I kept teasing you with my tongue and my fingers, tracing up and down your cock, and kissing you in all the right places. Your pre-cum began to dribble. Oh, would you look at that? Just like it is right now. I could tell you were so close to being broken. My warm, wet mouth on your cock was the only thing that mattered to you. I saw the desperation consume every thought you had until this soft, blank look spread over your face. You finally realized it would feel so much better if you stopped resisting. And I was so happy. I was so happy you gave yourself up. And you know what? You know what that turned into? My favorite sound. You begging. begging for the privilege of feeling my pussy envelop your cock. Louder. Let me hear you say please. Good boy. You can slide into me. You fill me up so well. And I know you're close. I can feel it in your cock. But before I let you come, I need to give you exactly what you deserve. I need to tell you the truth. Oh, you don't want me to? Oh, does it make you feel filthy? That's the fucking point. Stop whining. And not only will I spare you from being sore and marked all week, but I might even let you come. I'm very generous. Good boy. You know that all you are is a little slut who doesn't know how to control his cock. Huh? This orgasm belongs to me, and so does the rest of you. Right? Say it. This orgasm belongs to you, miss. Say it. Good. You know that your place is beneath me, and obedience is the only thing you'll ever do for me. Say it. Say it again. Under your breath. Out loud. Say it. Yes. And now, you are allowed to come for me. Only for me. So come for me right fucking now. All you can think about is all the ways you want me to hurt you. Right? Isn't that right? That's right. So stroke hard, and fucking come for me. I'm gonna count you down, and if you don't come by the time I get to zero, we're gonna ruin it. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7. You better be stroking hard. 6. Whose orgasm is this? That's right. Say it again. 5. Keep going. Don't come yet. But don't not come. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come for me. Come for me right now. Get every last drop. Get it out. Good. Good. Such a good boy. Maybe now going to sleep will be a bit easier, huh? Did you like my story? That's good. 'Cause I like it when you like it. But mostly I like it. Come here. I'll hold you. Let me wrap my arms around you. Snuggle up. Feel my body. Feel my breasts pressed into your back. Slow breaths. Deep, long, slow breaths. I've got you. You're such a good boy. Such a good boy for me. Okay. It's time for sleep. Good boy. Slow down. You're okay. You did so well for me.